What if your dinner came with a side of Barbershop Harmony's dancing teens and a fast-talking salesman? Well, this August 7th through the 10th, The Music Man comes to Sheridan with a full dinner theater experience at the historic Caliph Shrine Auditorium. Great food, great fun, and a great reason to get the family together. Reserve your seats today as they are going fast at aceintheholeplayers.com. Support your community, and don't forget, the Wells Fargo wagons are coming.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it, and we'll stand behind it after the sale, because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner, August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers, and our sensational food truck lineup. This year's Sod Farm Fest benefits Sheridan Foster Parent Exchange and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Aaron Palmer.
And good morning. Welcome to Public Pulse, 930 AM and 103.9 FM KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for the last time this week for Floyd Whiting, who is on vacation, going off, having fun, whatever he's doing. Apparently, they felt that he actually earned that, so off he went. So joining me on part one on today's show is Rindy West, who is the foundation director of the State Fair Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm
doing
good.
Well.
Good. We're both good.
Weather's beautiful. It's summertime in Sheridan. It's gorgeous.
These days go too quick, really.
They do. Yeah, and before we know it, we're going to be complaining that it's snowing.
Yeah, I know.
Always, every year. Okay, so we're talking about the State Fair Foundation, does anybody really, are they familiar with it up here? I don't know.
You know, it's so brand new. This is, okay. You know, kind of a goal that we have is to just educate the public a little bit more. But we have only been in operation actually a full year now. That was basically August 1 last year that we received final approval status from the IRS. And again, as a 501c3, so that's a charitable organization, charitable nonprofit. And our mission is to basically celebrate and improve and, you know, continue to grow the Wyoming State Fair in all ways possible. And so with that in mind, again, we've just right out of the gate, we've had some great projects that we've been working on.
So your reason for existence, as you said, is to support the State Fair. So you do this through fundraisers and whatever else to get funding for different events or different whatever, just for the State Fair in Douglas, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So again, I'll back up just a skosh too. I should have probably said it just a minute ago, but really on the foundation side, it is completely separate from the State Fair. So the State Fair is organized under the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. Okay. It's got its own budgets. It's a biennial budget, and it's a state function of the Department of Ag. And so with that in mind, you know, they put on the State Fair, and actually there was last year 472 event days that the State Fair had on grounds all year long. So 365 days a year, kind of the state fairgrounds is cooking.
I didn't think of that. I just thought State Fair during that 10-day period. So
All year long. So there are all these events. But anyway, they've got their own budget and they handle all those events that happen all year long with contracts, you know, like Rain Cow Horse Association. I mean, there's 472 last year. So it's a really hopping place. But the State Fair Foundation then is statutorily totally separate. So in other words, we formed it. You know, I applied to the IRS to get that tax status. And so as a nonprofit, our mission is to support the state fair. But again, a lot of folks already have said, oh, well, you know, you're one and the same. And we truly are very different. We are set up to support. And in fact, the state fair annually is coming to us already. And they did even in this year with some projects to make the state fair better. Our board voted on them. And we have, as you mentioned, worked to fundraise and, you know, have events all year long that will support those activities. So, for example, I'll kind of just share this because I think it helps paint a little bit of the picture about the difference. So the state fair came to us and they said, you know, gosh, we need another skid steer for the state fairgrounds. Again, super busy all year long. And so we have made that possible. In fact, we just kind of finished putting the deal together, but we had some generous donors in state, out of state. George Idenis, that he owns Transwest Truck and RV, he pitched in early on. And then Kubota, Heartland Kubota here in Sheridan, is going to pretty much donate half of the skid steer. And then we have fundraised through the foundation with other donors, like I said, with Transwest and others. And so we're able to provide a brand new skid steer for the state fair here right before state fair. So that's an example of a project. We are live streaming all of the state fair major shows this year, which is really kind of a cool thing because then, for example, if you've got a grandparent that lives in another state, isn't able to make the state fair and watch their, you know, grandkids show, hey, it's worldwide. That web is everywhere. Very cool. So we're live streaming that project. We're bringing in major big M130 generators from Mosier Energy out of Casper. And they're bringing in these big generators to provide additional power for the livestock barns. That's like a $50,000 project. Amazing. And then let's see, we had an ice machine. The Cosner family out of Buffalo donated some money. And so we've got an ice machine. Sounds crazy, but the week of state fair is hot and everybody needs ice. And so,
and everybody runs. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can be in Buffalo. You can be in Hewlett. Doesn't matter. During these events like this, that is the first thing that that all of the restaurants and all of the stores run out of is bagged ice.
100% true. Bagged ice and ice. So we are getting that hooked up here this week, but super grateful to them because that was needed. And so especially to provide ice for the activation. So we offer an endowment auction every year. It's online. And so for exhibitors and others can purchase these endowment spots. Like they might buy a 10 by 10 canopy space right next to the show ring where we cater to them all day. And so anyway, those activations take like ice in a cooler to keep beverages cold on those hot days. So that is really cool. And then one of the other really cool things that we've started is a scholarship program for the kids that have been to State Fair numerous years and exhibited and participated. And that'll be an opportunity for them to apply here this late winter, and we'll award those in early spring for them to go on to college or trade school. So anyway, already out of the gate, I guess, again, I'm sharing these projects because it helps to show that really we're completely separate than the state fair. But these were the things that were needed, and so we've started those here. And you know, it's almost a $200,000 outlay of projects that we've been able to provide right out of the gate.
So far.
Yeah. Just right. in
1 year.
1 year.
So, there's a big event coming up that I heard about this morning that it is your guys' baby. So tell me about that. And this has kind of a local appeal as well. So
it does. Well, thanks for asking. And it's our big baby. This is the grand poobah that we are shooting for. It's our biggest fundraiser. And again, we've only been in operation basically a short time, but this is a concert, a fundraising concert. So we're bringing the concert back to the state fair. Several years ago, for various reasons, you know, they weren't able to continue doing the concerts. So the foundation has picked this up. And we are bringing in Mickey and the Motorcars, their Red Dirt Band down in Texas, long story short. And they've got a lot of followers. It's funny because every day I hear somebody else that's like, hey, oh, yeah, they're one of my faves. I've seen them. They're so much fun. So Mickey and the Motor Cars, and then the local piece of it and going to open up for us is Tris Munsick and the Innocents.
Nobody up here knows who that is.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody knows the Munsick name, right? Yeah. So super excited because Tris, of course, has already been, you know, pumped to do this and has been great to work with already. And we're excited to have them open up, like I say, the concert that night. And we've got tickets for sale. You can go to wistatefair.com and click on the tickets tab. And right there, you'll find those. We've got general admission seats for $30. We've got the Dancing in the Dirt, which this was Liz's idea, actually, because she's on the committee and thought of this. But you'll be able to dance literally in the concert arena down in the dirt right in front of the bands that night. And so those are $50 a piece. And so we've got a couple hundred of those available. So make sure you snag those quick. And we envision a really fun time down in front of the stage. But anyway, those will be dancing in the dirt. And then we've got a VIP ticket, which allows you entrance into the VIP tent that night. So
to meet the boys in person.
Yeah, you can do all the good stuff. And it's all the, you know, food and social and, you know, kind of the who's who's in the VIP tent, right? So anyway, those are available for $200 that evening as well. And again, you can purchase those all on the Wyoming State Fair website there. There's the tickets tab and it takes you right to it. And yeah, it's going to be a really great time. Again, doors open at 6. Tris will start at 7 and Mickey and the Motor Cars will go at 8:30. And so it's going to be a fun time. I'm super excited. A lot of people are to just have the concert coming back to the State Fair. You know, they've missed it. It was kind of a ritual for a long time. And so happy to bring that back and major fundraiser.
All right. Interesting. Friday, August 15th, 7 p.m. at the fairgrounds in Douglas. Mickey and the Motor Cars and then Tris Munsick.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy and we've got stuff. A silent auction to go along with it. It's in function and happening already. But those final bids, we will take clear up until 9 p.m. the night of the concert. And then you can actually pick up your auction items that evening at the concert as well if you want to.
Interesting. So. Okay. Real quick, listen to the Coyote Morning Show with Tommy and Belle next week for tickets they'll be giving away to that concert, Mickey and the Motor Cars and Tris Munsick, Friday, August 15th. We're going to take a quick break. Joining me this morning, Rindy West. She is the Foundation Director of the State Fair Foundation. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what they do and why they do it. We'll be back right after this.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Volunteers of America.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Sheridan, something lucky has arrived. Lucky 7's Gaming Parlor is now open on Coffeen Avenue. We're bringing you the latest gaming experience, from high-stake games to nail-biting horse racing action. And when you're ready for a break, step into our new full-service bar for a cold drink and happy-go-lucky vibes. You've got the charm, and we've got your Lucky 7's. Check us out at Lucky7sWY.com.
Must be 21 or older to play. Please game responsibly.
You're running a business out of your garage. And your office? That's the back seat of your truck. It's time to upgrade. A Shop-A-Minium is your own commercial condo, heated, insulated, powered up, and ready to work. Perfect for welders, woodworkers, side hustlers, and folks who need more than a corner of the laundry room. Shop-A-Miniums gives you a pro space without the landlord drama. Call Donna Garland at Sheridan Realty Associates and ask about Shop-A-Miniums today.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half day or all day guided horseback rides. Perfect for families, first timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
It's the dog days of summer, and your pup is living their best life. From belly flops in the creek to chilling in the shade, our four-legged friends know how to savor the season. Enter a photo of your dog living their best summer life on our Dog Days of Summer photo contest. Online now at SheridanMedia.com. Presented by All Around Canine, Country Pet Inn, and Mandy Kolteska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. The winner by most votes will get $500 in chamber bucks and a gift certificate to Country Pet Inn. Enter on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Follow in the footsteps, hoof prints, and stagecoach tracks of history while enjoying fresh air and fun outside on Sheridan Community Land Trust's History on the Soldier Ridge Trail walking tour. Enjoy this tour on the ground and virtually with the Travel Stories GPS app. Find this in all of Sheridan Community Land Trust's driving and walking tours under the History tab at SheridanCLT.org.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on 930 AM, 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer in for Floyd Whiting this week, who will be back on Monday. Joining me on part one of today's show, Rendy West, who is the foundation director of the State Fair Foundation, which is not really affiliated with the State Fair in Douglas, but kind of loosely related.
Yes.
Or tied at the hip, I guess.
That's a good way to put it. Okay. I might start using that.
Tied at the hip. I'll let you use it. You're welcome to it. So you're basically, the foundation is a fund, or they do fundraisers to benefit events, whatever, things that the state fair may need. That's what we talked about earlier, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You're spot on.
Okay. So the big one this year, this summer, is what? We'll go through that again.
Yeah, it's the fundraising concert,
okay.
And it's on August 15th, Friday, August 15th. We've got Mickey and the Motorcars and Tris Munzik and the Innocents. And so, yeah, going to be a great time. Absolutely fun time.
Friday, August 15th, 7 p.m., and tickets are available through the State Fair?
Yep, okay. wystatefair.com, okay. And click on the Tickets tab. Super easy to get to. It's right there on the homepage. Click on it, and it'll take you right to whatever ticket type you want to purchase.
Right. There's, it's like every concert, there's different tiers.
There's different tiers and tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So Friday, August 15th, and also listen to the Coyote Morning Show next week with Tommy and Belle. They'll be giving tickets away to that concert at the State Fair on the 15th.
So, yes. And we've got busing, too. So an important feature for that is that, you know, a lot of times, lodging and parking, you know, those fill up, let's be real, pretty quick, right? And that does it most major event centers. You know, there's never enough parking, never enough lodging. So anyway, long story short, super thrilled that we are able to, through Dakota Busways this year, we are offering buses to take people if they park in Casper at the Hat 6 Travel Plaza. They park there, they can hop on a bus. Just need to purchase that ticket online when you go to purchase your concert tickets themselves. Yep, you need to purchase those on the same site. But long story short, yeah, we've got busing available, and it'll be available clear up until, like, you know, even that day. So just, you know, get your ticket, save a little bit of, you know, you get to have some R&R on the way over. We've got tour basically guides set up on the buses, kind of give you a little bit of history about the state fair and more. And then, yeah, you don't have to worry about, you know, driving back either is the thing. And, you know, easy lodging in Casper and otherwise. So it's going to be a really neat feature. And it might take a year to kind of catch on, but it's really kind of fun to be able to, I mean, if you want to go have a couple of drinks or whatever at the concert and not have to worry about driving home, you would have that covered. So the busing is really a, a really great thing. And then we've also got a silent auction with it. And we've got over 30 items on there, like the hole in the wall. There's all kinds of getaways. There are, you know, breedings to major stallions. We've got some fabulous jewelry, like custom steamboat jewelry, like bolo tie, pendants, all kinds of keychain, tumbler sets. The list goes on. We've got a pallet of hemp bedding for livestock producers that want to try that out as a new form of bedding for livestock. There are a lot of really pretty neat items. We've got some glider chairs on there that are awesome. In fact, I'm like, oh, I keep bidding on those.
As they say, something for everyone.
Yes. So anyway, a lot of great opportunity, but all that goes to the foundation. Okay. And again, to help us do these projects that we have outlined, you know, this year, we talked about it just a little bit ago here with those, but you know, we've got over $200,000 worth of projects that we've been able to make happen for the state fair. And so these funds will all be used pretty much next year to make that happen again.
Have you any idea what the state fair may need in the coming months or the coming years that they're looking at?
I think there are all kinds of projects that, again, have come up and actually have been on the radar for a while, too. So there's some kind of big ones, like, for example, the dormitories. You know, they're trying to figure out what to do with some of the dormitories that have honestly kind of become, you know, their age. They're just seriously aged. And so, you know, how to remodel those and make those a little bit more updated. In fact, there's one of them that has wooden pipes. Did you know that?
Wow.
That's such
those
a thing.
Old.
They've lasted a long time. I mean, we're talking, I mean, the state fair, this is the 120th year for the Wyoming State Fair. So some of these, you know, capital improvements, I guess is what I would call them, are needed. And so there's that. The Silver Arena is a project that has been on the radar for a long time. The legislature, of course, would be a big funding piece of that. And so it has kind of come back up again to potentially be on the docket. And so, you know, that might be a fundraising support mechanism. There's concrete that's needed in the basically show center floor, which is the pig barn for State Fair. During the rest of the months, it houses hockey, Douglas hockey. And so, again, that's a project that would be really well needed. The grounds, you know, beautification efforts are always on the radar. And, you know, those are the kind of things. And then, again, we really want to get the scholarship program up and going and offer that to kids. And so we'll continue to grow that kind of pot of money that we're able and eligible to give away then.
It's amazing the things that you pointed out, because I've noticed that living in Buffalo, the Johnson County Fairgrounds down there, they have done a slew of upgrades and whatever else. They put like a small arena, you know, other things down there, and you don't even notice it until you drive past on the interstate. Where'd that come from?
But
you know, they've redone the grandstands, they've done this, they've done that, they're looking at putting a new community building in, and they've they've done so many things with the show ring, and you know, I mean, there's always something that needs to be upgraded because they've been around for so long. And it's not that they're neglected. They're just used every year.
Yeah,
and
years go quick, right? Yeah.
No kidding. So it's good to see that the state fair has that option to help out.
Yes. And it's exactly like that, you know. So the Johnson County Fairgrounds form that foundation, and that's the same thing that they do. Then they're able to fundraise as a 501c3 and charitable nonprofit then to take those donations. So again, when donors give to these type of efforts, it's an easy checkbox on your taxes that it's charitable and you can count that. And again, you know, I know those tax rules change all the time with, you know, kind of charitable amounts and what you count and track and stuff. But the bottom line, it is charitable. So if you want to count it that way, you sure can. And that makes a big difference for a lot of donors.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's good that these 501c3s like you are able to do this, because these people that have those funds that can, you know, how should I phrase this? Significant amounts of funds that can contribute, they're going to do that for the tax write-off. So if you have something that's benefiting the public like this, why not?
Yeah, I agree. Why not? I mean, it just really offers a nice benefit, an added bonus for those that are giving to be able to count it that way. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
Okay, well, what else do we have to cover here?
Yeah, honestly, we've got some great sponsors for the concert, and okay. I really need to do a little bit of a shout out to them. So
they deserve it.
They do. And again, honestly, we're bringing this back. I've got some amazing folks and businesses that have stepped up. So we've got our platinum sponsor is Navajo Transitional Energy. And so again, up in this area, huge, huge, you know, employer. And so they are our platinum sponsor. Converse County Bank, LNH Industrial, the Wyoming First Foundation. Of course, I mentioned Dakota Busing, Mosier Energy, YO Stitch. She is going to be on hand actually selling trucker hats that night. So I don't know if you've ever seen the gals walking around where they make their own trucker hats. It's a trucker hat bar. Oh, it's going to be so cool. But anyway, so Michelle Wyant from here in town is, and YO Stitch is going to do that at the concert. Anschutz Exploration Corporation, Lori Boner Living Trust, and Thunder Basin Fort. So we really, really appreciate all of them. But again, in particular, a huge shout out to Navajo as our platinum, you know, presenting sponsor.
Very important.
Yes.
Very important.
Makes the world go round.
Okay. We've got a few minutes here. What have we not covered?
Yeah, really, you know, again, would just love to encourage everybody. And again, all of the funds raised with this concert, one, it's going to be a great time in bringing it back. You know, so those things alone are just an added offering to be able to come to State Fair. But there are also a lot of other events that happen at State Fair. And so, you know, everything from the PRCA rodeos, the Demolition Derby on Saturday night is a huge draw. But yeah, come down, tour through the barns, the exhibit halls. We've got the 4-H and FFA programs in particular, and these kids have sank their hearts into a year's worth of work, you know, on these projects. And it's amazing the talents, everything from cake decorating and rocketry to, you know, welded panels. Yeah, the exhibits are really cool and you should check them out.
And even though we have these events, sometimes we kind of forget that it's all about the kids and what they've done. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of, hey, let's go see the concert, but we need to go see the kids too.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Very good. All right, real quick. The concert is Mickey and the Motorcars, Tris Munsick and the Innocents. That'll be Friday, August 15th, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the State Fair website. And also listen to the Coyote Morning Show with Tommy and Belle next week. They'll have tickets to give away for that concert as well. Okay. Great things happening. And I guess thank you so much for the foundation and what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning because I can talk for a while about it. It's such we're super thrilled and super thankful to have great supporters like Sheridan Media. You know, you guys just rock this community. There is not one piece of basically marketing and getting the word out that you guys aren't a part of. So we're super appreciative to you guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You're welcome. If people have questions about the foundation, where can they go to get more information?
Yeah, honestly, on our Facebook page is the biggest way right now. We don't quite have our website done yet, but either that or give me a call, Rindy West, and it's 307-751-3430.
Okay, thank you. Rindy West in part one of Public Pulse. She is the foundation director with the State Fair Foundation. Thanks for joining me.
We'll be
back with part two right after this.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
This August, discover the magic of Peridot at Legacy Diamond and Gems. Born in fire, carried by volcanoes, Peridot is one of the few gems that glows naturally at night and the only gemstone to have been found in meteorites. Ancient sailors wore it for protection. Mystics believe it could chase away darkness. Celebrate your story with a gem that's traveled through time and space. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every stone tells a story. 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Wrap Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
It's that time of year, Wyoming. Rally Week is here, and with that comes an influx in motorcycle traffic across the state and region, especially on Wyoming Wednesday, when over 20,000 motorcyclists depart Sturgis and head to Devil's Tower and Hewlett for Ham and Jam, and then on to Sundance for the burnouts that day. It's up to all of us to keep each other safe. Whether you're on four wheels or two, keep your eyes on the road, obey posted speed limits, put that cell phone down, buckle up, and drive sober.
A reminder from YDOT, paid for by Highway Safety Funds.
This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which Jack climbed all the way to a giant's castle. But Jack had whooping cough, which he gave to the giant. The giant coughed so hard it blew Jack right out the window. The end. Without vaccines, our stories wouldn't be the same. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Learn more at immunizewyoming.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Jenkins. I've got a hair appointment at 10, lunch with the girls at noon, and my grandson's soccer game at 3. Can your drivers keep up with me?
Mrs. Jenkins, I've got you covered. We'll have you there with time to spare, maybe even early enough to sneak in a coffee.
Oh, you're good. Do you do birthday parties, too?
Only if there's cake. The Hub is hiring a transportation specialist. Join our team to help keep life moving for those who count on us. Apply today at www.thehubsheridan.org.
Welcome back to Public Pulse, 930 AM and 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting, who will be back next week. Joining me on part two of today's Public Pulse is Aaron, I just drew a blank, Butler.
Butler.
I had a senior moment.
Just call me Aaron, it's fine.
Aaron,
we're
Aaron,
all
Aaron,
Aarons.
Aaron, yeah, there's
Aaron,
a bunch of
them. Aaron, you know.
You know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Aaron Butler, you're the director of the YO Theater.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're talking about events that are coming up at the YO just in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Got lots, always lots of stuff.
It's, yeah, you had a full slate.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you want to start with?
Well, gosh, tonight, actually, we have an event at the YO. It's going to be in the Mars, our Black Box Theater.
Okay.
With Doug Andrews, who folks might know, he's local. He moved away to Vienna many years ago and comes back in the summer times and likes to put on a show. So he'll be joined by his friend Grainier Hunt.
I was not even going to try that.
I had to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Grainier.
Grainier. Yeah.
Okay. Uh huh.
I think it's Irish.
Okay.
I guess. So, okay. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. He's a super low-key folk kind of singer-songwriter vibe. She, I believe, is similar, and it'll be extra special in our Black Box in the Mars because it's much smaller than the main stage, so it'll be really nice and intimate, and it'll just be a really nice evening. So hopefully folks who remember Doug or have seen him play and I want to see him again. He'll be at the YO tonight starting at 7:30.
Okay. And as always, the refreshments and little snacks and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
And beverages.
Naturally.
Yeah.
The only way to enjoy anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
All that stuff is available.
That's right.
As well.
Okay. Yeah.
That's tonight starting at 7 o'clock. No, 7:30.
7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And tickets are available at the
YOTheater.com. Of course, at the door as well.
Okay.
So you can just walk up and buy them.
Perfect.
We hope to see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up.
So this weekend, hopefully this is on many people's radar. We have the Collective Arts Festival, which is Saturday, August 9th from 12:30 to 6:30. There's a really wonderful lineup. You can go to bighornartscollective.org to check it out. You can also go to YOTheater.com.
com, and that'll link you to that webpage. But it's a really exciting event. It's the second year we've done this. It's a collection of many of the arts organizations in Sheridan, including the Nelchi Center and the YO and UCross. YO Play, of course, is involved. The Brinton, SAGE, and Sheridan Public Arts Committee. So it's a great collaboration between all those arts communities, and we're putting on an event. So we have a full lineup starting at 12:30 with Buffalo Little Big Band. It's this really cool, thank you, this really cool little jazz, it's not even a trio, it's a duo out of Buffalo. And then that's followed by a group called Crown Summer. Many people probably know them. It's Emmett Kraft, James Kraft, and Kellen Medill. And then we have some young folks performing. The Sheridan Youth Choir will perform a group called Lost Sirene, which is featuring Taylor Phillips and Anastasia Harbor. Typically, they would be joined by Fred Cerna, but Fred had an injury recently, and so he's not able to join them.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think he had to have some sort of shoulder surgery.
Oh, that's not good for a drummer.
It's really not. I mean, if you're a singer or whatever, fine. Yeah. But yeah, I think he tore something, so he had to get that repaired, from what I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Really not good for
not
a
good. So
there'll be some physical therapy involved in that.
For
sure.
It's a bummer because, of course, we always love having Fred on stage. Mm-hmm. Then
he's a heck of a talent.
Oh my gosh, really. He's so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so lovely to work with. Following that, we have a really great performance by Oliver Jr., just sort of a throwback for those people who saw that fun little show at the YO, and then a preview of the upcoming production of the Dinosaur Rock Musical, which is a brand new production that Grace and Ian Cannon Wallace have written together. Will be premiering at the YO in early September. Wyoming poet laureate Barbara Smith, and then the headliner, of course, at the end of the day is Damn Tall Buildings. So lots of people probably remember them. They've been at the YO twice now. Such a fun group. So high energy. I think they're a really great way to sort of round out the day. And if you have seen them at the YO, this is a great chance to come see them for free, number one. But also to come dance. You know, like, you're sitting in the YO, you want to move. There's no room to do that. So this is your chance. Come down to the arts festival this weekend. There'll be food trucks. There'll be vendors, lots of arts vendors. We'll also there's a workshop tent. So we have a lot of cool things planned and a lot of activities for kids as well. So we hope you come join us this Saturday, Whitney Commons, 12:30 to 6:30. And it is free of charge. So
I was
why
curious.
Not?
When you said Damn Tall Buildings, I was like, I don't remember hearing them. Yeah, I was trying to remember what they play, but it says here they're out of Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Bluegrass, Americana,
mm-hmm.
and swing.
Yeah. They're so good. And the thing that I love about them is they're like this true sort of bluegrass vibe. They only use one microphone. So it's the three of them on their instruments, like around this condenser mic.
Leaning in as they
need
to. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And they're phenomenal. I mean, they are so talented, and their sound is so full of energy and joy, and they're fun. They're just really, really fun people. Like, and they're excited to be here in the summer. They usually come in the wintertime. So they're personally excited to be in Sheridan in the summer. It'll be really fun. Yeah.
Setting aside.
Uh-huh.
The amount of talent it takes to do the instrument, to sing, whatever, blend your harmonies on and so forth. Learning to use the microphone and how to, you know, move in and move out to, you know, for volume and whatever else. And blending. That's a whole nother art in and of itself.
It's so impressive. And especially if you're like you are, you understand that sound component. It is kind of incredible to watch, mm-hmm. you know. What you just described, just that whole, the way in which they work together. And then also with the mic is like, it's its own sort of character in a way. It's awesome.
And
they're great.
It's interesting to watch. So everybody listening, if you go to the show, watch that
for
watch
sure.
what they're doing, because that's an art in and of itself.
And you don't see it very often.
No.
They don't do that anymore.
No, it's a microphone on every instrument, mm-hmm. every vocalist, mm-hmm. and there's somebody handling it. But no, these guys that do it this way, yeah. that's a lost art.
It is. It is, and they're young, which is actually cool.
They learned it from the old guys.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome.
Great. Okay, yeah. So that's coming up on...
Saturday, August 9th.
This week.
Yep, okay. This Saturday.
Okay. And that's a freebie event?
Yeah. Yep. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you come?
No kidding.
Especially for the damn tall buildings, but for anything else that's happening, it's going to be a great day. And it's not going to be terribly hot. It's going to be nice, I think 80 for the high. Yeah. So it'll be like a perfect day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Go out and enjoy the sunshine
for
and
sure.
some great music.
Please do.
Okay. Donations?
Of course. Always.
Oh, always take those.
Yes.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. Okay. Next up.
So we have another installment of the new Vaudevillians. We do this every summer. We've been, what year is this? I want to say this is like our 11th year of putting on a vaudeville show. For when we first started this 11 years ago, we did, how many did we do? We did like one show a week for like 6 weeks and it was insane. I mean, because every night was a new act, was a new group of performers. That was a lot, and Hawaii was more busy than it once was in the summertime. So now we only do this once a year, and it's really fun because it's all local folks. So some of the faces you'll see, Stephanie Zukowski, Ryan Koltiska, Danielle Law, Pollyanna Averett. Who else? I gotta think about this. Chantel and Griffin Boostrom, Stella Allred, Dave Munsick, AJ Longhurst, Tab Barker. There are others, of course, but this is just a sort of a smattering. And then the whole ensemble is led by sort of Kathy McNichol, who is in charge of the new Vaudevillian band. So every performer that comes out that's a singer gets the opportunity to perform with the band, of course. And if they don't sing, there's other acts. We have Prakash Landis and Ian Garrison, who are both doing some monologues. There are prizes. Get prizes. There's a lot of audience participation, but not in a scary way. We do a joke contest. There's a hula hoop contest. It's just a lot of fun. It's like it's
a hula hoop contest.
So and it's really impressive. We do one for the younger ages, and then we do another one for the older ages. So. It's crazy.
I couldn't even do that when I was a kid. I wouldn't even attempt that now. It's not easy to do.
No, it's such a fun night. It's such a joyful way to sort of celebrate the community and celebrate the arts component. And we hope that y'all come out. It's next Friday, the 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online at yotheater.com. And come join in the fun. If you haven't seen one yet, you should check it out because it is. I had I got this crazy email from this woman from Colorado. It's very out of the blue. It was about a month ago, and she said, "This is so funny, but I remember coming to the Wyo last year and seeing this show that was sort of like a talent show." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." So I wrote her back. I'm like, "Yes, absolutely. I know what you're talking about. It's this vaudeville thing we do." And she and her family are coming out again just around the vaudeville show because they had such a blast last year. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So she bought 8 tickets. She's going to be here. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, great. There you go. All right, local people, show up.
You bet. Apparently it's cool. Well, I know it's cool, but other people think it's cool too.
The Coloradans think it's cool.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't let them beat you.
Okay, so the last thing we have is...
Auditions. Yep. Auditions for this year's premiere. Many people probably know it better as the gala. Sort of shifted our branding to call it the premiere. This year's show is Hello Dolly. Okay. So for those who are familiar, there's, of course, many, many movies. One, the most famous of which is Barbara Streisand's version. I think Carol Channing is the person who originated this role on Broadway forever ago. It's such a fun, such a wonderful musical, incredible music. And traditional, just one of those very old school musicals, which we have not done in a while. So this will be extra special. The auditions are Monday, August 18th and Tuesday, August 19th at 6 p.m. at the YO Theater. So you no need to sign up, but do come ready to do some bits from the show. You'll be reading from the script, some cold readings. You'll have to sing a little bit, of course. So if you have something prepared, that's great. If not, you'll be singing things from the show and ready for a little bit of movement. There's quite a bit of dance in this production. So if you haven't auditioned, you should. I always tell people that if you're interested in doing a theater, or if you're interested in getting on stage, Sheridan is the safest place to do that. So now's your moment.
There you go.
Yeah.
I never had the drama bug.
You could do it. Jim Schellinger is now bit.
I heard that. Was it 2 years ago was the first one he did?
Yes.
And he got on stage and he was singing and dancing.
You bet. And now he's in Music Man.
And now he's like an old hat.
He's the guy. I'm telling you, it just takes one show. And then suddenly it's like, I don't know, it's a funny addiction. But we hope this is your first show. Please come and audition for Hello Dolly. Marva Kraft is the director. We have Kathy McNichol as our music director, and then Jeannie Hall, of course, is doing like everything else as she usually does. So it's going to be a really fun production. It goes up in October, and we're just really excited about it. Yeah.
Turnaround. Yeah.
It's audition. It's audition and then go.
Go. Yeah.
Make it happen.
Okay. There you go. If you have to think you might have the drama bug, go do it.
Do it. Why not?
Yeah. It's not like you had a bunch of people in Broadway, they're going to be sitting in the audience
Precisely.
Picking you apart.
So. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's so safe. It's so fun. It's such a great community. You'll meet a lot of people. You'll make a ton of new friends. And you might want to do it again.
This community and like Buffalo, surrounding communities, ranch, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. This whole portion of Northeast Wyoming is very art friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if people aren't doing something themselves.
Right.
They'll go watch a play. They'll go listen to a band. They'll, yeah. Go get involved in a pottery class, whatever it is. It's very artsy friendly.
For sure. We're lucky for that.
Yeah.
It enhances
the YO what it is.
Well, right. Yeah. It enhances our community for sure. I mean, it just makes it more livable, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. The 2025 Center Stage Series.
Yeah.
We wanted to touch on that as well.
Yeah. Do we have time?
Yeah. We've got a few minutes.
Okay, cool. So, September launches our season, okay. Our official season for 25-26. We have a ton of great, great shows coming up. We'll be announcing that soon. But next week, the 13th, is when tickets for what we refer to as the Center Stage Series go on sale, which means it's not the entire season as it stands, but it's select performances within that season. I think there are 12 shows we've selected this year for the Center Stage Series, and you get an incredible discount. It's like 15 or 20% off. Like if you were to go and buy those tickets just one at a time, if you buy the series, you're getting a huge discount off all those tickets. There's some great shows in the season, one of which is Dan Tominski, who will be opening the season in September. We also have Susie Boggess. And wow. A few others. So the only way to get those early is to buy the series, and then single tickets will go on sale later in September, in August. But if you are anxious to get your seats for some of these really great acts, this is the best way to do it. And you get a lot of other cool stuff that you might not have known that you're interested in, we have this really cool Cirque group coming called Cirque-tacular. They're doing a show called Shimmer. What else? We have a fun group called the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I know. It's so fun. Rock and Roll Bagpipes. Amazing.
I gotta go. I'm Scottish. I gotta go.
You gotta go. These guys are insane. I mean, it's like I saw a cover of AC/DC and it was crazy talk. And it's like,
is this online?
Not yet, but okay. It will be soon.
I'll check.
Yeah. They're not until April. But anyway, it's just it's a cool way to experience a lot of different kinds of theater, a lot of different kinds of art, and to get great seats. You get to pick your seats for the shows that you're really, really anxious to get seats for. So that's next Wednesday, the 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to check that out.
It's going to be wild.
I'll look.
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of those, you know, like TikTok videos or whatever, where they get on there and they do covers of whatever. And you're like, how did they do that?
Oh, it's amazing. And it's so loud. Well, you know, you know, the bagpipes, they have a decibel level of higher than normal sound. Yeah.
And the thing is, either you love them or you hate them.
Sure.
There's no lukewarmness with
this is true. Bagpipes.
I remember as a kid with the parades like in Portland, Rose Parade, and they would have the big pipe bands come through there and you could hear them for miles.
Oh, I'm sure. Of course.
You know, and the closer they got, it was like you could feel the.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's going to be awesome.
I love it. I will be there.
Excellent.
I will be
good
there for that. Okay. Real quick. Let's do the thing for this coming weekend and we'll touch on that real quick.
So the collective, what do we still need to talk about?
The Doug Andrews, and I'm not even going to pronounce her name.
Oh, Granier. So, yep. So tonight, please come Doug and Granier Hunt, Doug Andrews, excuse me, and Granier Hunt, at the Black Box in the Black Box Theater, our more intimate theater. It starts at 7:30. Tickets are available online. Of course, you can get them at the door.
And then Saturday,
the Collective Arts Festival. Out at Whitney Commons. We've had to negotiate some the construction that's happening, but I think we've made a good plan. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day, free event, tons of stuff happening. Come support local folks and also enjoy folks from out of town. It's just going to be a wonderful way to celebrate the arts. So we hope to see you.
All right, we're out of time.
Thanks, Aaron.
Lots of stuff.
Yep,
Aaron Butler, director of the YO Theater. More information at yotheater.com. And thanks for joining us this morning, Ms. Butler.
Thank you.
Okay. That'll do it for today's Public Pulse. See ya.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're in the saddle or out on the town, take advantage of this special offer from Shipton's Big R and Ariat. Buy one pair of Ariat jeans and get one pair at 50% off. Ariat denim is expertly constructed from the inside out. You'll know they're the right jeans the moment you put them on. Men's, ladies, kids, we have you covered with the comfortable feel of Ariat denim at Shipton's Big R, offering the largest, most complete selection of Ariat with a fit and finish for every body. And now, through August 24th, you'll receive a great deal when you buy two pairs of Ariat jeans. Work, FR, and rebar styles are not included in this offer. Ariat denim is available right now at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan. Branded with quality. Shipton's
Big R. Fall is just around the corner, which means it's clearance time at Mossholder's Design Center. Mossholder's has clearance priced a number of items throughout its 18,000 square foot showroom. Save 20, 30, even 40% off of end tables, sofas, chairs and recliners. Several rugs, lamps and other accessories have also received clearance pricing. Many of these specials are one-of-a-kind items, so shop early for the best selection. That's Mossholder's end of summer clearance sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
The Wyoming State Fair Foundation invites you to a fun-filled, dancing-in-the-dirt good time with Mickey and the Motor Cars and special guests Tris Munsick and the Innocents. In concert, Friday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in Douglas, Wyoming. Tickets and details at wystatefair.com. Thank you to Navajo Transitional Energy and Converse County Tourism for your sponsorship.
I'm your digital pro, Kim Commando, inviting you to join me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Kim Commando Show, brought to you by Range on 103.9 FM and 9.